preaching. We're going to try to read tonight from 2 Peter chapter number 1. Several thoughts were on my heart tonight, and chosen this one because it seems to be the greatest, or the not the greatest, but the strongest, or the one that we feel the most. And we'll try to preach, if the Lord would help us. 2 Peter chapter number 1 says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied and unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Genesis chapter 9, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter number 9, and verse 13, we'll read the first, that scripture. Genesis chapter 9, verse 13. Amen. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. I do set my bow in the cloud. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask the God of heaven to help us? Father, amen. I just set my bow in the cloud. I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on rainbows in the rain. Rainbows in the rain. George Matheson, he said this, I trace the rainbow in the rain, and I feel the promise is not in vain. Amen. I trace the rainbow in the rain, and I feel that the promise is not in vain. Great and precious promises, exceeding great and precious promises. What is the bow? What is the rainbow? Oftentimes when we were driving down the road in that old station wagon, Mom and Dad had been preaching, or we was traveling to go where he was going to be preaching, and this rain would be beating against the car and the windshield wipers would be going. You could hear them as they whirred back and forth, and you could hear the rain as it beat down upon the roof. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the clouds would break away and the sun would pierce through the clouds, and God would set His rainbow, and He would cap the mountaintops with the beauty of His rainbow. And Mom would lean out the window and she'd say, oh look honey, there's a rainbow. The rainbow has never lost its beauty. And all of us kids would lean over and look out the window. Where, Mommy? Where? Where is the rainbow? We wanted to see God's rainbow that He had set in the clouds. Amen. The rainbow has never lost its beauty. One man, William Wordsworth, he wrote like this and said, my heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began. So is it now I am a man. Amen. And the rainbow has never lost its beauty. It still caps the mountaintops and crowns them with its glory. It still caps the fields, the green pastures. And of all the things that man has done, he has harnessed the babbling brook, and he has stripped the mountain of the garment of trees that are on it. But one thing he has never been able to do, he has been able to split the atom, but he has not been able. Nothing that man has done has ever touched the beauty of the rainbow in the sky. Amen. Rainbows in the rain. I'm glad that God gives rainbows in the rain, aren't you? What is the rainbow? It is a token of His covenant, of the promise that He made to Noah, that He would never again, would He destroy the earth with the flood. Never again will the earth be destroyed by the flood. And every time we see a rainbow, we remember God's promise to man. Amen. Promises, exceeding great and precious promises. Rainbows in the rain. I'm glad that God gives rainbows in the rain, aren't you? The rainbow is the same today as it was the first time that the awe-struck Noah glimpsed its glory on the cloud. Amen. To the early pioneer, it came with a message. It was a message of hope against a menacing background of danger and of death. As he looked at it, he began to think back of the dreadful days through which he had so recently passed. And in his imagination, he heard again the screams of the men and the cries of beasts as the flood swept them to death. Amen. And he looked at the rainbow in the cloud and he says, "Not again. Never again. Never again." I'm glad that God gives rainbows in the rain, aren't you? God's rainbow on the cloud proclaimed that God's covenant, it proclaimed God's covenant of peace to mankind. Amen. I'm glad God gives rainbows in the rain, aren't you? I remember back to a year ago when Brother Steve Phillips was going through all the things that he was going through. And I remember Holly carrying the baby. And you wondered if Brother Steve would be here to see the baby. And it wasn't long till God gave a little rainbow in the rain. Amen. It brought a ray of hope. It brought sunshine. And I watch as Brother Steve picks up that little blue-eyed baby and looks upon it and it smiles. And Sister Shannon, and it's made them happy. And then there's Caden, Trey, Japheth, Isaacs. And then there's Trey Isaacs. Amen. God gives rainbows in the rain, doesn't He? Amen. I'm glad that He drops a little rainbow in the midst of the clouds, and all of a sudden the clouds, they part. Amen. And we see the rainbow in the rain. Glory to God. I thank God for indoor. Amen. I know that there was a time that God gave Sister Janie a promise. Amen. One saint prayed through and got a promise, and in indoor, God sent His rainbow in the rain. Amen. I'm glad God gives rainbows in the rain, aren't you? When life brings its troubles and the rain comes crashing down and the thunder rolls, God still sets His bow in the cloud. Amen. Through all the doubt and through all the uncertainty, the message of the Christian is still clear and strong. Amen. God still holds the world in the palm of His hands. Amen. We see the world crashing around us. And the high schools, and the guns being brought into the high schools. And our son, he just started preschool. And the Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord. And I thank God for His heritage. Children are precious. They are precious things. And the Bible said, "Happy is the man whose quiver is full of them." Amen. Some folks are happier than others because they got more of a quiver full. Amen. But happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. And we send our children off to school. And the doubt and the uncertainty of our generation, it comes into our heart, and we worry and fret and we fear. I always said that my son would go to a public school, but we signed him up for Shade Elementary and preschool. And I had my first doubts that maybe I'd like to send him to a Christian school. They gave him his little ID card. When he walks into the school, the door is locked behind him for security. No one can get in. They can get out, but no one can get in. Why? Because some folks walk into places and they shoot their guns and they kill the Jews. Amen. And then they gave him this little clear backpack to pack his books to school. And we went to the meeting last Thursday night. That's why we were late for church. We went to orientation. And we sat there and listened to what they had to say. And the lady, she said, "We're issuing these clear backpacks so that the parent can see if the teacher sends work home, and so that the teacher can see if the child brings the work back to school." And I grinned and said, "Yeah, you don't fool me. You don't want them packing guns to school. Listen, metal detectors and clear backpacks won't stop the crime in school. What this world needs is to take another look at the promises of God." But in the midst of it all, in the midst of all the fear and the anguish and the doubting, God still has His promises. And His promises are sure. Amen. God is still at the helm. Amen. He's at the order of all things. And he will never let this world get out of his control. Amen. He still holds the world in the palm of his hands. Amen. Whatever the cost, he will see us through. For he is eternally faithful. Amen. He is faithful to his promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. Say amen when you can. And help me preach. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. When the disciples were toiling, and they said, "We have toiled all the night, and we have caught nothing." And how often we are tempted to echo this same complaint and say, "Lord, I'm toiling. I'm not doing nothing." Amen. We echo the same complaint. And at the end of a long night, we have caught nothing. Amen. And then we want to rest. We want to lay aside and rest, for we feel weary and worn and sad, feeling as though we've accomplished nothing. And then in the midst of it all, there appears the Savior, and he looks and he says, "Let down your nets. Let down your nets on the other side." Amen. If the hours of darkness had yielded nothing, was there the slightest hope of a catch now that the morning was shimmering upon the water? Nevertheless, the Bible says, they said, "At thy word." At thy word. Amen. Thy word is truth, and thy word is life. And I asked Brother Kim tonight, this morning, "Brother Kim, have you got anything on the promises of God?" And he said, "Well, the whole Bible is full of them." Amen. Thy word is truth. Thy word is life. And what did they say to Jesus? They said, "At thy word, we will let down our nets." Amen. And if we had a faith, if we had a faith like that, and anything could happen, working with the Lord of life, we could end up in the night of wrong and hasten the day of truth and peace. Amen. Lift up your heart. The world is in God's hands, whose will for His is wholly good. In Christ, He has broken once and for all the power of evil and all of history's monarchs. Marches towards the triumph of His kingdom. Amen. We are marching towards the triumph of His kingdom. Amen. At thy word we will do this, Lord. Sometimes I felt embarrassed, and sometimes maybe it's a little bit of pride that keeps us from doing things that the Lord bids us to do. But we need to say, "At thy word, I'll run. At thy word, I'll do this." Why? Because His word cannot fail. It cannot fail. Nothing that God has ever said has ever failed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we're tempted to doubt because of the ridicule, and it becomes popular for those to ridicule the church. It's fashionable today to criticize the church, and perhaps the church has brought it on herself. Amen. Perhaps at times we have brought this criticism and this ridicule on ourselves. But this one thing for sure, we know that the church has survived. Amen. The church has survived opposition. The church has survived persecution. Amen. And it has proved, as the Lord had promised, that even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. When the church feels shaken and we feel like we're on the rocks, we can hold on to this promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Why can we hold on to that? Because God said that. Amen. It's the promise of God. Amen. And in the middle of the rain, and when the storms are blowing, we can see the rainbow in the rain. Amen. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot expect life to be easy and effortless. Amen. I like what John Wesley said when he lay dying. His last words were, "The best of all is God is with us." Amen. It's in sure faith that the church will remain triumphant when we realize that there's a rainbow in the middle of all of our rain. That God is with us. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us. He's still with us today. Do you believe that? Amen. He's with Dryden Road when the pastor's away. Glory to God. He's with us when we're in the middle of the rain. He's with us. Man, He's with us when a young preacher is struggling trying to preach. He's with us. Thank God for the rainbow in the middle of the rain. God with us. Amen. It's a comforting thought when you go to school to know that God is with us. Amen. Glory to God. It's a comforting thought when you go to work to know that God is with us. It's a comforting thought when this world persecutes and persecutes us. It's a comforting thought knowing that God is with us. Amen. It's a comforting thought, Sister Donna, when you're in the middle of sickness to know that God is with us. Amen. When I first got married, I'll tell this. I don't know if this is proper. I don't know if this is not even using good wisdom, but I'll tell this. When I first got married, when I first got my job, my dad told me, he said, son, put all your money in the bank. Put it in the bank. Put every check in the bank. I'll give you money for gas. I'll give you this car. You drive it. You're going to need that when you get married. My dad was right. You need it even worse when the children come along. Amen. But since that time, we bought our first house and we tried to do some remodeling to our first house, and it was not long till that bank account went rock bottom. Amen. And you know what comforts me? Now I know what it feels like to be flat broke. But you know what comforts me? Not being flat broke, but knowing that God is with us. Glory to God. He gave me a promise the other morning. It was this. It just left me. Glory to God. I know what it was. The Lord God provides. Amen. Thank God that He provides. Woo! That's a rainbow in the middle of the rain. That's a promise from the throne of God. Amen. That's what Abraham said. The Lord shall provide. Woo! Hallelujah. If He provided for Abraham, He'll provide for me. Amen. That's His promise. I'm glad He still gives promises. Woo! I'm glad He still gives rainbows in the middle of the rain. Woo! Woo! Thank God for rainbows in the rain. Can you say, thank God for the promises of God? Amen. Glory to God. I like what Abraham did. Amen. The Bible said he staggered not. He staggered not. That means he didn't stagger like a drunken man. He staggered not at what? God's rainbows in the rain. Woo! He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Amen. But he was faithful. And he judged, I believe it was Sarah. The Bible said Sarah judged him. Hallelujah. Have you ever taken a promise of God and judged it? And then you look at him and you judge him faithful. You come to that conclusion that he is faithful, that he has promised. Sister Donna, judge him faithful. Do as Sarah done. Amen. You know what she did? She didn't consider the deadness of her womb. Amen. Abraham, he did not consider that he was weak and old. And as he did realize that he was weak and old, his faith did not grow weak, but his faith grew strong. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had a promise. He had a promise of God. He had a promise of God. In thy seed. Amen. He had a promise of God. He had a promise of God. Have you ever had a promise of God? Has God ever promised you anything? Hallelujah. You know what He promised me? Let me tell you what He promised me. I'll never leave you or forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end. Even to the end. So what does that mean? There's an end to it all. And at the end of it all, there's God. Woo! At the end of it all, Brother Hank, there's God. stagger not at the promises of God. Judge him faithful. Hallelujah. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. It's been a long time since I felt like I'm feeling right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Dryden, run. Reach up to the promise of revival. Did he promise us revival? Hallelujah! The month of September, we will pray for revival. Sign your John Hancock on the board downstairs and say you'll fast and pray for what? The promise of God. Revival! Revival to Dryden Road! Amen! Who knows what God will do right here at Dryden Road? What's he going to do? Those young men that I've been praying for at work, is he going to bring them in? Is he going to bring them in? What will he do? No one really knows. But we do know this, that he promised revival. Thank God. Thank God. You are a promise. You are a promise. God promised it. God promised it. And we see the evidence that he's able to perform that which he promised. Amen. Through all of this that we have seen, and through the storm, through the rain, when the lightning was flashing, when the thunder was rolling, through all of this, we saw a rainbow in the rain. Woo! We saw a rainbow in the rain. God's rainbow! Amen. It's never left mankind. It's never left humanity. God still gives a rainbow in the rain. God still gives the rainbows in the rain. God still gives rainbows in rain. God, give us a promise. God, give us a promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A promise. A promise. A promise. I don't even want to go to my notes now. Glory to God. I'm feeling God. I'm feeling something that I did not know I would feel when I stepped up to this platform. But you know what? God is here. God is in this place. Would you reach up and grab hold of a promise? Hallelujah. 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 I remember the night that you were sitting back there with your mom. And I said, the Lord has seen and the Lord has heard and the Lord will send. Keep on praying. Sister Ingram, keep on praying. The Lord brought His rainbow in the rain. Hallelujah. Thank God. We were praying around here for some time for Brandon to come home. God sent His rainbow in the rain. When we looked like, it looked like an impossibility. Oh God. Have you ever looked at your impossibility and said there's no way? Those women on the way to the tomb, what were they looking at? What were they reasoning in themselves about? What were they saying? I'm so far off of this stuff that I don't want to go back to it. What were they reasoning in their heart, Brother Eric? What were they reasoning? How shall we roll away the stone? But that didn't stop them and say, well, we better go back. We can't move that stone. That's too great for us. It's too big for our shoulders. We can't push it out of the way. No, they kept on going. Why? Because love motivates us to do something. Even when the Savior was dead, their love motivated them to do something for Jesus Christ. And they were going to do something good. And they weren't going to let impossibility turn them back. They were going to do something good for Christ. They were going to anoint a dead body with spices. Woo! And they said, who shall roll away the stone? And when they got there and looked, the stone had been rolled away. The thing they were worried about wasn't even there. You ever worried about something that was too big for you to handle? And then when you got to that point, that big thing that you were worried about wasn't even there. We worry and we fret over things instead of grabbing hold of a promise. We worry and fret and fear. And fear has torment and it torments us. And all the time we should reach up and grab hold of God's promise. Why? Because His promises never fail. Amen. He's faithful to perform that which He has promised. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let me read you an intellectual or whatever theological definition of promise. This man says, promise, some form of to say or to speak. Promise is a solemn asseveration by which one pledges his veracity, which means honesty, that he will perform or cause to be performed for the benefit of another, the thing which he mentions. A promise, in the scriptural sense of the term, is a declaration or assurance of the divine will in which God signifies what particular blessings or good things he will freely bestow, as well as the evils, amen, that he will remove. The evils which he will remove. Promises differ from the commandments of God because the commandments of God are significations of the divine will concerning a duty enjoined to the performed, while the promises relate to mercy to be received. Amen. The exceeding great and precious promises are applicable to all believers. Exceeding great and precious promises to all believers. A promise. The obligation of a promisee, the obligation of promises arises from the necessity of the well-being and existence of society. Virtue requires that promises be fulfilled. The promisee, which is the person to whom the promise is made, acquires a property in virtue of the promise. The uncertainty of the property would evidently be attended with great inconvenience. By failing to fulfill my promise, I either show that I was not sincere in making it, or that I have little constancy or resolution, and either way injure my character and consequently my usefulness in life. If you make a promise and you do not fulfill that promise, you injure your character. Amen. If God makes a promise and he does not fulfill that promise, he injures his character. God will not make a promise and not fulfill that promise. What he has promised, he will perform. You can plead. I said you can plead the promises of God. You can plead the promises. Listen to what Solomon said. 2 Chronicles. Now, O Lord God, promise unto David my father be established. He pleaded the promises of God. The promises of God are the kind of declarations of his word in which he hath assured us he will bestow blessings upon his people. The promises contained in the scriptures may be considered: one, they can be considered divine as to their origin; two, they can be suitable as to their nature; and three, abundant as in their number. Glory to God. Exceeding precious promises. Clear as to their expression. His promises are clear. It's not yea, yea. They're clear. His promises are clear in their expression and certain as to their accomplishment. Amen. If he promised it, that means it's for certain. It's for sure. Be for sure that if he promised it, he will perform it. That means he'll do it. He'll do just what he said he'd do. He'll perform what he said he'd perform. He'll do just that and not another thing. He'll do what he said. And he'll say what he does. He'll say what he means and he'll do what he says. Something like that. He'll do it. Amen. He'll do it. He'll perform it. He's able to accomplish what he said he'd do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what some things are conditional. Grace is unconditional. We work off of grace. Grace is simply the unmerited favor of God. It's undeserving. We did not deserve God's favor. And grace is when God gives His favor, even though we didn't deserve it. But some things are conditional. Grace is not one of those things. But one of those things that is conditional is a promise. Amen. Did He not say, how often I would have, but you would not? Amen. How often I would have gathered them, but you would not. And He said also, oh, that Israel had hearkened unto me, then I would. Amen. Many of God's blessings are still lying unclaimed because we don't plead the promises of God. Amen. God still has rainbows in the rain. Solomon pleaded the promise of God. And he said, Solomon was standing upon God's word. We ask the question sometimes, is God faithful? Will He forget His holy promises? Will God say something and not do it? Nay, great is His faithfulness. It is fresh every morning and renewed every evening. Glory to God. Great is His faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness. I wish, Brother Danny, tell about the faithfulness of God. I was going to tell it, but he can tell it better.
Come on. I wasn't expecting this. I got laid off several times and I was friends with a guy at work, and he told me, he said, you know, you better, if you can find something, it might be a good idea, you know. So I went, and the Lord worked it out. On the first time it happened, the Lord worked it out, and I found another job, and it wasn't long after I found out I got the other job that I got the news that they were doing away with my job. They were doing away with my department, and I would have lost my job forever. I would have never got it back. And so the Lord worked it out then. It was a promise, like Brother Darius said. And then it wasn't long after that, 5 years later, I felt like the Lord was going to work something out for us. And I had the church pray, and Brother Benny pray about it. And they called me across the street, and I got on over there. And it wasn't not even 2 months later, I got a phone call, and I asked the guy, you know, what was going on. He says, man, he said, you won't believe, they've called a meeting and they told us that they're shutting the place down. And while Brother Darius was preaching this, I kept thinking, my mind is rolling over. That was my rainbow in the rain. Is whenever the Lord gave me a promise that He'd watch over us and guide us. The Holy Ghost spoke to us, and not a lot of people know about this, but me and Beverly, the Holy Ghost spoke to us down here and said that He would bless us if our affections were towards Him. And I didn't think of it as being a, which we're not by no means, we got tons of bills, but I didn't think it was a financial thing, but I knew that the Lord would always keep things open, and He'd always work it out no matter what. And I'm thankful that, like Brother Darius said, there is a rainbow in the rain. I appreciate it. Hallelujah.
I once was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or a seed begging for bread. Amen! I worked at a place over in Richmond, Indiana. I got a call the other day. They went bankrupt, closing the doors. Two people were working there. I worked at a place over in Eden, Ohio. I got a call the other day. They laid off second shift. I'd be out of work right now. Why? God made a way. Amen. Amen. He's faithful to the righteous. Amen. God is faithful to perform that which He has promised. He is able to perform. Amen. It's the will of God for us to provide for our children. It's the will of God for us to provide for our families. And God has always made a way in the middle of the rain. Woo! All I need right now to top this off is a beautiful rainbow right here. Glory to God. Let's all stand while they get us a song. I have set my bow in the cloud. I have set my bow in the cloud. I have set my bow in the cloud. And I never read anywhere in the Bible where He said, I have taken my bow from the cloud. Have you? Amen. I've taken my bow from the cloud. No! He wouldn't be God. He would not be God. While they sing. While they sing. Someone sing. Hallelujah. Someone sing. Let's make us an altar. Let's grab hold of a promise. From this book. It's full of promises. From cover to cover. From front to back. It's full of the promises of God. He promised to send His Son. He sent His Son. Didn't He do it? Amen. He promised to heal all of our diseases. Will He do it? Did He promise it? That's the question. Did He promise it? He's faithful to perform what He's promised. Let's come and pray.
Jesus is my heart.